Throughout the year, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism has been shedding light on the risks of drinking water contamination. The team's latest report looks at the presence of a weed killer often used in agriculture, especially among corn growers.
Called atrazine, the chemical does come with risks. Long-term exposure can cause weight loss, heart damage, and muscle spasms, according to the state.
Wisconsin's atrazine story is complex. The state is considered to have the strictest atrazine rules in the country. In the 1990s, Wisconsin restricted and, in some cases, prohibited its application in regions of the state.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz picks up the story with journalist Rachel Lalensack. The article begins with Doug and Dawn Reeves, whose well was found to have alarming levels of atrazine.
So the Reeves family was a part of a groundwater investigation conducted by the Department of Agriculture. They found almost triple the health standard of atrazine in their groundwater. And they live in Stoughton, so near Madison, in Dane County, which most of Dane County is in a prohibition zone. And the prohibition zone in Dane County is the largest in the state. And as a part of this investigation, Dat Camp did some interviewing of farmers in the area, and no one was using atrazine or had recorded buying or selling it in recent years. And they weren't able to find what the source was. That was a very frustrating point for the Reeves family and for the Department of Agriculture as well. One of the researchers I spoke to did point out that groundwater especially is very fluid in its movement. So even if you protect some areas, it still has the possibility to spread in and outside of the topical prohibition zone.
So what led to that investigation? Was it the Reeves' concern about their son?
Yes. On Easter in 2014, Dawn Reeves' son, Jacob, fell ill. His body started swelling up, and she took him to the hospital. A couple of visits later, the doctor told them he had juvenile dermatomyositis, a disease that targets the muscle, skin, and blood vessels, and afflicts just 3 out of every 1 million children each year. So after finding out that he was sick with something very serious, she turned to test her groundwater. And just to pedal back a little bit, the Reese family bought their house knowing that the well was contaminated with nitrate, but they had a filter that filters out nitrates. So that wasn't a concern. But you have a sick kid, you want to make sure that water they're drinking every day is clean and safe for them and won't make their illness any worse. So she contacted Department of Health Services to get a test. And then once she found out that there was double the health limit of atrazine, she went and followed up with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And their test found that it was actually a lot higher because atrazine, when it enters the soil, breaks down into a collection of other chemicals. And the Department of Health Services test didn't pick those up, but Department of Agriculture's test did pick up those what we call breakdown products that really made the contamination higher. So there's nothing that can definitively connect what happened with Jacob to the contamination of groundwater. But ultimately, regardless of what caused him to get sick, you don't want to have your child drinking contaminated water that could possibly worsen his symptoms. So they did end up getting a second filtration system to get rid of the atrazine in it.
Another perplexing part of the puzzle is that surrounding wells did not test at high levels of atrazine.
Right, exactly. So it really is a mystery of sorts. And I did ask the Department of Agriculture, and they did say, could they have missed the point source? Yeah, it's not a perfect process. But as the person from the Department of Agriculture said, you can't go out and poke a bunch of holes in people's properties. But they didn't find, you know, a smoking gun for use in the area or for serious spills.
So then moving the discussion to the wider world, the EPA has spent the last 15 years reviewing its standards. And where does that stand?
Right. So they go back and do some retesting and reevaluating of standards of this nature every 15 years. So just so happens that atrazine is undergoing this 15-year survey currently, and this is ecologically focused. It doesn't do any explicit research on its effect on humans. This is only focused on plants and animals. Because of that, they do want to lower the maximum application rate quite drastically, and some farming groups, especially in the state of Wisconsin, are saying this would effectively outright ban atrazine across the country because you're lowering it so much that it wouldn't even be worth them to use. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has also picked up on this issue and is pushing back as well.
So a core thread, as I see it, of the series of stories of investigations that Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism has undertaken is the fact that there are so many private wells in Wisconsin, I think some 940,000 households, and that no testing is required for private wells, whereas public supplies are tested for several dozen contaminants. And so that seems of concern.
Definitely. So the Department of Agriculture does a very comprehensive statewide survey of private drinking water wells exclusively every 7 to 10 years. And they're in the middle of doing the second round of that. Or I shouldn't say second round. They've done a few of these. But the last one was done in 2007. And it did find that one-third of private drinking water wells in Wisconsin had pesticides present in their drinking water. So they tested for them and they found them. And at that time, they were only able to test for about 20 different pesticides. Since technology has advanced for testing, they can now test for about 90 different pesticides. And some of those don't have health standards. But yes, like you said, private well owners, they're are absolutely no guidelines for how much you have to test your well or what you're testing for. So it's entirely up to the homeowner to test. And some of those tests can be expensive. So the people I talked to at the Department of Agriculture said, if you are worried about pesticides, first test for nitrate, because nitrate and pesticides, or atrazine at least, are often found together. And the nitrate test does come at a lower cost.
So where does the EPA proposal stand?
So as of October 4th, people can no longer submit comments, but the last time I checked in on the comment submissions folder location on the EPA's website, there was thousands and thousands of responses.
And how is the Reeves family doing?
Well, so in August, Jacob wrapped up his treatment for the disorder that he was diagnosed with.
And that was a two-year process, I take it.
Right, yeah. As Dawn said, this wicked regimen of medicine that he was on. So he wrapped that up in August, but the Reese family is looking to sell their home and move. And what's so great about this family, too, is, you know, she said, we're not going to sell our house to somebody without them knowing about what's going on in our water. We don't want to hurt anyone else, and we would never sell it to anybody unless they understood the whole spectrum of what's going on.
So, Rachel, as a fresh out of college journalist, how impactful was this research in telling this story and your process of honing your craft?
Well, it was a challenge. And I learned a lot from it, and it was very grueling and testing at times. So to back up a little bit, I started it in January 2015 for the investigative class I was in with another student. So the assignment was, we were given a list of chemicals, see what they do and how they're regulated in the state of Wisconsin, and what health effects are associated. We both picked pesticides, two different pesticides. I had initially had glyphosate, which is mentioned in this story, and she had atrazine, and then eventually we both combined our efforts and focused on atrazine. So we did that up until the end of the semester in May, and then fast forward a whole year, around April, I approached the center and asked if I could pick that back up. So many, many months of research, lots of very information heavy, very jargon heavy, very complex documents to sort it through. This is not an easy, like, one-off answer kind of thing. Very complex and very challenging for an early career journalist like myself. So,
but a story you're glad you told.
Yes, definitely. Because pesticides are so widely used and, you know, farmers are very dependent on them to make a profit. And there's also a debate between whether or not it's necessary, but, you know, they're feeding a lot of people and producing a lot of products. So that's important to them. But at the same time, these chemicals have a history of contaminating water, and everyone should be able to drink their own clean water. That's, you know, what the Clean Water Act is for. So, yeah, it's very important.
Journalist Rachel Lalinczak is currently interning with Science Magazine in Washington, D.C. Lalinczak graduated from UW-Madison last May and was one of a team of journalists who worked on the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism's year-long investigation called Failure at the Faucet.